made of God or not, whether there is need of God.
These scientists say no, Srila Prabhupada.
That is Askelda.
They say there's neither need nor usefulness.
That is Askelda. What is your opinion, scientist? There is need of God.
They may say that there is no necessity, but no. The fact is that there must be.
Yes.
Otherwise, we cannot conceive of how things are going on.
Nitya, nityanam, chetana, chetana. Just like in the modern days, government, they have abolished monarchism, but still, why they elect a president? Why?
Must be leadership.
Must be. That is the point. If you have abolished monarchy, then why you are electing another rascal to become a monarch? What is the answer? Why do you need it?
Because they need law and order.
Yeah, there must be. In our organization, just like in each temple, we elect a president. Then we get GBC. Then above all, I am. So that is needed. It is not conventional. It is needed. Therefore, above everything, there must be God. So if these people, they say there is no need of God, there is no use for it, that means they are all rascals.
It means they themselves want to be that God.
Huh?
They themselves want to be that God.
That doesn't matter. You become God. But our point is, there is need of God.
Well, on that basis, on that logic, they would say, yes, there is need, but we can fill that need.
You feel, that's all right. But if you cannot, that is the question. Our definition of God is that He maintains everyone. Can He maintain everyone?
They're thinking they're maintaining.
Are they again thinking? What is your present position? You are maintained. You cannot maintain. You are maintained by your boss. He gives you some salary and you fill up your bellies. You rascal, you want to be maintainer. You cannot maintain even a family of five heads. And therefore we say they are all full of rascals. Rava bhaktasya kuto. That is our shastric conclusion. Anyone who is atheist, non-devotee, he is a rascal number one. It doesn't matter what post he holds. Our conclusion is that he is a rascal number one. That's all. He cannot have any good qualification. There is need of God. We'll maintain. Just like children, they require care of their parents. The people require the care of a headman executive. This is essential. We cannot do without God. Who is maintaining that the moon is exactly in time rising, exactly in time setting,
Only God.
Under whose order it is like that?
That's by nature.
What do you mean by nature?
Whose nature?
Who is, that is another askeldam. Why this wood is not moving by nature? Unless somebody comes and moves.
They will say that is just the way things are.
Huh?
They'll say that's just the way things are.
But it stops. Your body is moving. But when it stops, you cannot make just the way it is going on.
They also said it is also by nature.
And what is that nature? Nature means an instrument. Instrument, there must be one player. Nature is an instrument. It's like this is an instrument. It is not recording by itself. When you push the button, then it works. You cannot say that it is working by nature.
When I say by nature, they mean it happens naturally. Happening naturally, they mean it doesn't require anyone.
No, what things are happening naturally? Your father begets you, therefore you talk. Naturally, you have not come. If your father would not begotten you through your mother, where, how did you come? And naturally, your mother does not become pregnant. What things happening naturally?
No, by the father impregnating the mother, that is naturally.
Why naturally? Father does not preg. There are so many now bachelor daddies. Nothing. Nature is an instrument.
Some say that nothing was actually ever created, so there is no need for
that. Everything is created. That is Askeldam. He is speaking, he is created by his father. The rascal who is talking like that. You are created by your father.
No, but essentially he says they're not created.
Why not created? I see that your mother became pregnant and you are created. And you are, why
is
it? Your natural... your mother did not become naturally pregnant. Everything is created. This table is created. You cannot say that it has come naturally.
Well, this form may be created or exists in a certain span of time, but the energy
so that,
is never created.
Yeah, that also we admit. That is another thing. But therefore we have got two departments. The spiritual world and the material world. In the material world, everything is created. In the spiritual world, not created. It is ever existing. And anything which is created, that is annihilated.
The energy is not annihilated.
Huh?
The energy is not annihilated.
No, that we also accept. Therefore, but that energy belongs to whom?
I said because it was never created, it didn't have to be created.
No, no. This material world is created. That you cannot say. It is not created. Everything we see in our front, everything is created.
Why do you say nothing is created?
No. Created, in this sense, is manifested.
In that sense, but that still isn't the creation of the energy itself.
What is that energy? That is spiritual energy. Therefore we divide material energy and spiritual energy. In the spiritual energy, everything is manifested and non-manifested. And in spiritual energy, everything is ever-existing. Sanatana, sanatana. Parastasmatu bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. Sanatana means ever existing. There is another nature, but that is not this nature. That we admit.
But if this energy was never created, then what is the need for a creator?
No, we admit the energy is not created, but the energy comes from the energetic energy, just like you may become angry. So that anger energy is there in you, but it is not manifested. So there are certain energies which sometimes manifested, sometimes not manifested. So this energy, material energy, is of God. This energy is sometimes manifested, sometimes not manifested. But there is another energy which is eternal. That is spiritual world. This is scientific study.
I will say that such talk may be of use in a religious sphere, but it has no use ultimately in terms of science.
Well, everywhere it is useful, because in scientific world also you follow leader. Sir Isaac Newton, Professor Einstein, why do you follow? There must be a leader.
Well, they just use the leaders as springboards. They don't accept them as absolute authorities.
No, it may be springboard, but you have to take their help. Because it is springboard, you cannot neglect. What do you think?
No.
Yes, you have to take help.
They feel great accomplishment when they can disprove something that these leaders are proposing.
No, if the leader is rascal, then it is accepted. But if a leader required, that's a fact. But if you select a wrong leader, then you are misguided. But leader is required. Just like to get birth, there must be a father.
Leader is someone whose words can be accepted. The leader is someone.
Yes.
Or scientist, doesn't matter, anybody whose words are followed by.
Yes, authority. Yes. Leader means authority. His instruction is followed, and actually it happens. That is leader. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Scientific community. It changes so often.
Because they are not leader, perfect leader. With imperfect knowledge, they become leader. Therefore, our process is to accept a leader who is perfect. That is our process. And the other fools, they accept a leader who is not perfect. But either we or they must accept a leader. The only difference is that we accept the perfect leader and they accept the imperfect leader. Therefore, they are cheated.
They will not accept the conception of perfection. They say we do not accept this term, perfection.
Yeah, because they are fools, therefore they are fools. Unless there is conception of perfection, why do you change leader? Why do you make revolution?
Lesser of two evils.
They accept the conception, but they don't accept the reality of it.
Reality, because they do not know. They have always been misguided by rascals, therefore they cannot think of that there can be perfect. This is called skepticism. Because everyone is faulty, therefore there is no knowledge. This is skepticism. But real knowledge is that as I see, this man is intelligent, that man is intelligent than that man. Therefore, there is an ideal intelligent man, which we could not find. And that is God. Sarva-kārana-kārana.
Just like when they go and excavate a city under the ground, an old city, and they see that so many things were built, and they say, oh, these people were very intelligent. Although they never saw the person, But yes. With all the civilization, they're saying... Well,
by symptoms, yes. They can understand.
So they say, well, we cannot see God. But they could not see the people in those past days, either.
You cannot see the government. But when things are going nicely, you must accept there is government.
Yes.
That is. When things are going on very nicely, regularly, the sun is rising regularly, moon is rising regularly, seasons are changing, the waves are flowing, everything, then you have to accept that there is government. And as we have got experience here in this material, government is impersonal, but at the end there is a president. Similarly, the whole government, the complete government, may be impersonal in the beginning, but at the end there is a person. That supreme person, Bhagavan. Brahma iti paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti sabdati. Paramatma is representative of God, just like the president has got so many representatives, governors. Similarly, Paramatma is the localized representative of God, and God is personal, and the whole government is impersonal. This is the concept. When we say government, you cannot localize who is that person, government, that is impersonal. But when we find governor, then localized person. And then above them, all of them, when there is president, he is supreme person. This is our practical example. Similarly, nature is working impersonally, but there are officers. They are called demigods. And above them all, there is the Supreme Lord. He is Bhagavan. And this idea, where from has come? The president, the governors, and the government. Janmadasya jataha, it has come from there. Because the origin, the same thing is there.
They will say Śrīla Prabhupāda.
They are rascals, they will say anything. But this is the fact. When a madman speaks, he speaks all nonsense. But we are not madmen. We cannot accept their words. What they will say.
Even in a group of chickens,
yeah.
There is one who is the
mother chicken.
The head chicken, or monkeys. There's also what's called pecking order. One is the top, and then there's one at the end who gets the least, and all there's gradations in between. In any group, there's always like that. So they say simply the reason we have government with one man head is because that's the natural pecking order, like chickens.
Yes, that's all right. Why this natural order has come? It is needed.
When you say chance in nature.
There is no chance. That is Ascari. There is no chance. There is no chance.
Theory of evolution, selectivity. Whatever develops out of necessity, but not out of design.
No, there is design. They do not know it. Maya adhakshena. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Adhakshena means under my superintendence. That means under some plan. What is the plan of this material world? The plan of material world is that some rascals, living entities, they wanted to enjoy. So God has given this plan, all right, to enjoy. This is the plan. And not only enjoy, you enjoy, again come back. This is the plan. Pravitti, nivitti. First of all, he's given. They all like to take all facilities of enjoyment. That's what Veda is. You enjoy like this, and after you have fulfilled your enjoyment, come back again. This is God's mercy.
This is the testing ground of the spiritual. A testing platform where we can experience what we wanted.
Yes.
And after that we can
We wanted to enjoy. God has given full freedom to enjoy. But this enjoyment is not perfect. Therefore God comes. He says, now you have enjoyed. But you have not enjoyed, you have simply suffered. Therefore, please come back again. Sarvadharma paritajya mamekam.
If we don't experience, we may not know that we are suffering.
Yes, because we have got little freedom. Therefore, this freedom is given. All right. So, by freedom, sometimes you are becoming Lord Brahma and sometimes the germ in the stool. This is going on. Otherwise, why there are so many different types of living entities? That freedom is acting under three modes, satvagun, rajagun, tamagun, and when they are multiplied, 3 into 3 equals 9, 9 into 81, there were 8,400,000 species. They experience everything. That is evolution. Coming down, again going up, coming down, again. Bhutta, bhutta, praliyate. So when it becomes exasperated, no more, they want to become merging into the Supreme. When they are fatigued after being kormi, then gani. This is not good. What is actually our aim of life? Let us search out. But they, because they make research in their teeny brain, they come to the conclusion, voidism and impersonalism. They make it zero, this botheration. That is also imperfect. So when they come to Bhagavan, and engage himself in the service, and then it's perfect. Original.
They want things by experimental knowledge, and when they fail it, they say it is nothing.
Yes. That is what it is. First of all, they try to enjoy. When they fail, the jackal in the orchard, first of all, try to get the grapes. Jumping, jumping, jumping. When he could not get, then he said, it is sour, don't require. Then he said, Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya, this is all false. Let us go to Brahma. This is that place. First of all, they try to escort me. And all this life after life, when he finds that there is nothing, oh, it is all false. Grapes are sour. Jackal jumping. There is need of God. You can write article.
There's need of God.
Yeah, there is need. Absolute need.
And need to trust in God.
Yes. Exactly like that. Child needs parents and absolute surrender to parents. That is natural.
He needs parents to be born at all. He needs parents
care.
That he can rely on.
So that he may grow. That Upendra's wife and child, the child is so restless, not for a single moment. And the mother has to take care. She requires a mother to take care.
But the child is automatically taken care of by the parents.
Yes, but he does not know. Child is foolish, he does not know. Samithi, everything is taken care of by God. He's supplying food, he's supplying season, he's supplying lights, everything I require. But we are so rascals of denying. You see?
Well, they say because there's discrepancies in that supply. Some people starve to death or freeze to death.
Yes, that is not discrepancy. That's like a mother. When the child is diseased, don't take. You cannot take. You must starve. If he thinks it is discrepancy, that is his foolishness. That is foolishness.
Well, it's like if a big tornado comes and kills 1,000 people.
Yes, because on account of their sins, because they do not know. Why government hangs one person? Is that government discrepancy? When government says, the judge says, this man must be hanged. Is it discrepancy? It is justice.
It was like that one Indian chemist that Swarup Damodar brought. He said that philosophy is killing India. People just sit by and watch each other die instead of trying to help each other.
Only that he is rascal. No Indian is dying. Yeah. We are going 3 times, 4 times India. Who is dying? Everyone is dying natural death. This is all propaganda. To make their position secure. That's all. I have never seen anyone dying for starvation. I have pointed out so many times that 50 years ago, this class of men lying on the footpath, now the food grains have risen price 50 times. Still, he's living. Still, he's living. But he has to live in that condition. Although he must have increased his income, otherwise how he's purchasing foodstuff 50 times. But in spite of his increasing income, he must live like that. Apart from India, why in your country or in Europe? So many hippies, like, why? Sleep. They have no want.
But not as many.
I'm Amsterdam. Full, one big park. Hundreds and thousands of hippies are lying on this ground. Hundreds and thousands. You have been in Amsterdam? I have seen it personally.
Yes. But not like India where there's millions of
people. No, India you'll not find. Then in the park, hundreds and thousands are lying. You'll never find.
Well, you'll find them living in sewer pipes.
Anyway, our proposition is that one class of men must lie down like that.
That is their business.
They say we should work.
That is their business. That is their business.
They must.
Just like here, they build big buildings for them.
But they do not go. In Bombay also, a municipality has constructed big buildings, but they do not go. They hire it. Yes. They get to some gentleman. They get some 50 rupees and all as you say. And he lives in a hut. This is practical. They don't like. Just like you warm with the stool, you take it away, you'll again go. Again go. You are very philanthropist. Oh, my dear friend, where in the stool? Come on, here. No, sir, I'll go there. How can you check it? Nature's law.
Well, they say it can be checked by time and education.
Yeah. That time, you wait for time, by that time you die.
Well, just like 100 years ago in the United States,
these discrepancies will go on because this whole material world is being conducted by three qualities. You'll have three qualitative forces.
So they think they're making progress in conquering over those
discrepancies. That they're making progress, everyone knows what kind of progress they're making.
There was a great philosopher or a preacher among the Jewish people whose position is that if there is God and he let so many Jews be killed by Hitler, 10 million Jews, and God could have stopped it and he didn't, then I don't care for that God. They say like that.
So God, their God, Jesus Christ's God, he could not protect himself also. The reply should be Christian. If Jesus Christ is God, then why he could not protect himself?
Well, the Jews say Jesus Christ wasn't God.
Well, somebody said.
It is just like the concept that if God is all merciful, why is he so impartial? Somebody making happy, somebody making suffering.
Yes, that is merciful. It's just like when doctor says you don't take anything today, you fast. That is mercy. That is mercy. It is good for him. Mm. By starving, he will be cured. That is mercy. And according to Manu Sanghita, when a man is hanged, that is mercy. If he's hanged, he has committed murder, he should be hanged. So all his sinful reaction finished. Otherwise, next birth, he has to suffer. He has to be killed by somebody else.
But the tendency is that the sufferer wants to complain.
That they will complain. Just like when a man is ordered to be hanged, he'll complain, just see the police judge, he has ordered me to be hanged. That complaint will go. Just like a child. When the doctor says, don't eat anything, he'll complain, he'll cry. Why the doctor says like that? But it has to be done.
Well, then they'll say, well, if you see someone suffering, then why do anything about it? If it's just what they're...
Yes, we are doing everything to stop his suffering.
Why? If that's what they deserve, why try and stop it?
No, because he has come here to suffer. You cannot expect in the prison life a very comfortable life. He must suffer. But if somebody goes there, then don't commit stealing anymore. Come out and don't come here again. That is required.
Just because a man goes in a prison house doesn't mean his thieving is cured.
Yeah.
He'll come out a thief.
Yes.
Unless he's actually rectified.
Yes. Otherwise, again he'll commit the same thing and again he'll come. Bhutya bhutya praliya. Therefore, he requires instruction, good instruction. Sometimes government invites. We are invited at Ahmedabad jail.
Yeah.
You remember? Oh, there is big meeting of the prisoners. Kirtan, everything. Yes.
So by lacking the understanding, they say that God is not merciful.
Huh?
These sufferers, people, we are suffering. But by not knowing that it is the mercy of the Lord, we complain that God is not merciful because he is impartial.
No, God is merciful, but this fool does not know because he is ignorant. The same thing. Mother says, one child, he is feeding very sumptuous. Another, oh, don't take it. Does it mean the mother is merciful to one child and not to the other? The child does not know it, he cries. He cries, why I shall not go? Why I shall not eat? Why I shall not eat? So these foolish questions will be stopped as soon as one becomes God conscious.
But unless they understand the difference between spirit and matter, they can't accept this logic.
Well, foolish man cannot accept any logic. Their logic is stick. If you don't accept, I shall kick on your face. Accept it. That is what.
Like the example with when Hitler killed the Jews.
Yeah.
They'll say, well, what should we do? Just let Hitler go on killing the Jews because the Jews were sinful? Or should we try and
stop
Hitler?
Well, Hitler was imperfect and everything was imperfect. That you cannot
but
compare.
Hitler's
action is
happening.
God's action. God is all perfect. That is first proposition. God is all perfect.
That may be accepted in retrospection, but when it's happening, they don't accept that.
No, that is their ignorance, foolishness.
No, but if someone...
Therefore, a devotee will not say that. A devotee will say, Tattenu kampasu samikshamana. My dear Lord, I am suffering. It is due to my past mischievous activities. But you are rescuing me by giving little punishment. I would have been punished more. But you have given little punishment. Thank you very much.
But what if...
This is devotion.
If someone came here now to attack us, should I just sit there and watch him and say that...
No, who said? You must fight.
But why? If we are attacked, then we must deserve it.
Huh?
If we're being attacked, then it must be.
No, it may be that that somebody is attacking him, you do not deserve. So therefore, you have got intelligence, you have got hands, you must try to protect.
No, but how can anything
just
go on
like
without
one
God's
man
sanction?
is destined to be hanged, but he still he appoints a lawyer and tries to save him. He knows that I have committed murder, I must be hanged.
And the God sanctions the judge. The judge can
kill.
Well,
therefore, they say we must work to help poor people and starving people.
So why poor people? He said, you are already yourself a poor people. How you can help them?
No, they say if we find poor and starving people, we must go and feed them.
So you feed them. But we also feed them. But we feed them with Krishna Prasada. That is the difference. You do this, that will be actually beneficial. By distributing Krishna's prasadam, you will be benefited, they will be benefited.
If we see a group of demons fighting, killing each other, should devotees go and try to stop them from killing each other?
First of all, you must know that they're demons. But demons fight. Gentlemen do not fight.
Yes. Let them fight.
Let them fight.
The devotees should wish that, oh my lord, please.
Devotees must pray that this great demon, Hiranyakashipu, may be killed by you, my lord. Therefore he comes. Just like Prahlad Maharaj passively was being killed. He could have stopped it, but he did not. He did not. Huh? If Prahlad Maharaj would have requested immediately, it would have been stopped, but he did not. He said rather in his prayer that nobody is sorry when a serpent or a scorpion is killed. He said like that. So he said, my father was just like a serpent and scorpion. Now he's killed, so now he become pacified. No more need of becoming angry. Mudito sadhurupi. Actually, I've seen there was a snake in our Mayapur temple. So Guru Maharaj was standing on the Kailasar. Devotees are waiting. Yes, kill it. So at that time, I could not understand that such a saintly person who is already to kill a snake. Then when I found in Bhagavata, Modeto Sadhurapi Vishtika Sarpahatya, a saintly person also becomes engladdened when a snake is killed. Because it is very harmful. He said that he'll do so many harmful activities, better kill. Because his business is to create harm, that's all.
The snake attacks without discrimination.
Oh, yes.
He's mean.
Yes. Simply, if you're passing by, just like dog, without any fault, bark, ow, 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 ow. This is the animal nature, without any fault. I'm passing, I'm not entering his gate, still the dog will bark. Similarly, the snake, you simply pass through, he'll feel pleasure biting. That is snake's business. Therefore, nobody is merciful upon snake. There was a snake. He was living under my bed. So, You know khatiya?
No.
Khatiya, khatiya, this.
Yes.
The rope khatiya. So I saw something is hanging, like snake tail. So I called my servant, there must be some snake, some tail is hanging. So the servant, they call all their friends, they came with a stake, about a dozen. And as soon as the mattress was taken, there was snake. So I told them, don't kill it. No, nahi sahab, ye nahi ho sakta. Immediately.
Once there was a big cobra, Sir Prabhupada, in home in Manipur, in our kitchen. He was just coiling and just sitting there, but he was very, very mild because he was about to skin his skin. By the time he doesn't bite anything, very tame.
Sometimes the serpents are tame.
Yes.
That's a fact. But still they are dangerous. That is said by Chanaka Pandit. The serpent is so dangerous. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the serpent is so dangerous that even one imagines there's a serpent, he becomes afraid. You see? When Maharaj Pratap Rudra wanted to see him, and Sarma Bhattacharya and others requested that he is a devotee. But I know that he is a devotee. But because he is king, therefore I cannot see. He gave this encounter. The serpent, even by imagination, is also feared. He said like. And Chanaka Pandit said, Monina bhujito sarpa kimasau no bhayankara. A serpent, you know, sometimes they have got jewel.
Yes.
So a serpent with jewel, does it mean that he is not fearful? Even with jewel, he is fearful. Therefore, the demon, even with high education and qualification, he's just fearful.
But high education is just like the jewel.
Yes, but he's still fearful.
Now, but Haridas Thakur, he had a serpent in his cave that he is not so much fearful of.
No, I said that. Sometimes serpents are tame, friendly, everything, with jewel, but still they are fearful. Still they are fearful. They cannot be trusted. A demon may be your friend, but you cannot trust it. Manira bhushito sarpak kimasau na bhayankara. Just like it. Your sky in the Western world, however clear it may be, you cannot trust. At any moment there will be cloud.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Especially in London.
Yes. And that was speaking. Western world. So, what is the London news, Jai Hari?
Very nice.
Yeah. What sense is the first canto of his lotus feet?
Lotus feet, because we worship Krishna by worshipping the lotus feet first. We offer flower to the lotus feet. So one must go from first canto to second canto, third canto, gradually make progress. Not all of us suddenly want to see how Krishna is smiling. You see? That you can understand. So the Sahajiyas, they go immediately jump to the Krishna's Rasa Lila without worshipping, gradually. Therefore they misunderstand. Just to understand Krishna.
But Krishna's disappearance about having a Maya body that he left behind.
Huh?
A Maya body.
Yeah.
Is that anything to do with Mayavadi?
Yes, Mayavadi means those who are in Maya, those are thinking Krishna as one of the human beings. For them, to delude them, he left the body, but actually he departed in his own body. There is no question of his another. But just like this is also, this material world, this is also Krishna's body. But this is interesting to the Mayavadi, the so-called scientists, so-called philosophers. But it is not interesting to the devotee. They are thinking this is all. Is not that? The scientists, the philosophers, so they think this is all. There is nothing beyond this. This is illusion. This is only reflection of the reality. Huh?
What is our scientists say have their mental process, but what is our process to understand this knowledge?
Ascending, descending, not ascending. We have to take knowledge from superior. We should not try ourselves to know. That will be imperfect. Avarahapanta. Just try receiving knowledge from Krishna. We are not researching. Those who are researching, they cannot understand Krishna. They understand Krishna as ordinary human being, maybe little learned, that's all. The Dr. Frog's calculation of Atlantic Ocean, that's all. Avjananti mang mura. Automatically. But he does not know that behind this automation there is brain. He is how nice the sun. Similarly, childlike scientists, they say everything is going on automatically. That girl is bent.
But for the child, the presents do appear automatically.
Huh?
For the child, the presents at Christmas do appear automatically by the grace of the parents. So the fruits appear automatically by the grace of Krishna.
Yeah.
The main thing is that their leaders have no qualifications. The main thing is, their leaders have no qualifications.
No.
Our leader has all qualifications. Our leader has all qualifications.
Oh, yes, because they're perfect.
Therefore, all auspiciousness appears by your presence, Srila Prabhupada.
Yes, provided we accept it. You have got independence. Acceptance and rejection. Rolls Royce.
Yes.
Not only English. You could not. You could not, but he has done. Sometimes Hamsudar is envious of Karanda.
Yeah.
But just see
yeah.
what is the defense.
Yes.
He has taken $20,000, he cannot pay.
Yeah, I'll go to shit for one.